Food waste is a global problem. In developing countries, grocery stores are responsible for a lot of that waste. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports on how France is trying to change that.
Every morning at this Auchan supermarket in central Paris, Magdalena Dos Santos has a rendezvous with Dudu, a driver from the French food bank. Dos Santos, who runs the deli section, is also in charge of supervising the store's food donations.
All of the freshly prepared dishes that are 1, 2, and 3 days from their expiration date, I set them aside for pickup.
Opening up a giant fridge, Dos Santos shows what else the store is giving away: yogurt, pizza, fresh fruits and vegetables, cheese. But giving leftover food to charity is no longer just an act of goodwill. It's a requirement under a 2016 law that bans grocery stores from throwing away edible food. Stores can also be fined $4,500 for each infraction. Out back on the store's loading dock, Dudu, whose full name is Ahmed Jabrani, plunges a thermometer into a yogurt.
I take the temperature of a sample of dairy products to make sure they've been kept refrigerated.
Jabrani loads the food into his van and drives it across town to a church, which will distribute it to poor families. Guylaine Demeul is a volunteer with the St. Vincent de Paul charity. Tomorrow we'll give people soup, sardines, pasta, and whatever fresh items they deliver us today, she says. We never know what they're going to bring. 5,000 charities across France depend on the food bank network, which gets nearly half of its donations from grocery stores. The new law has increased the quantity and quality of donations. There are more fresh foods and products farther away from their expiration date. Jacques Bellet is head of the French network of food banks. He says the law also did away with certain constraining contracts between supermarkets and food manufacturers.
Une entreprise qui ne doit pas être très grande, mais tout de même.
There was one food manufacturer that was not authorized to donate the sandwiches it made for a particular supermarket brand. But now we get 30,000 sandwiches a month from them, sandwiches that used to be thrown away.
Jonathan Bloom is the author of American Wasteland, a book about food waste in the United States. He says he'd love to see the U.S. Congress pass a similar law, though he suspects America might need a slightly different approach.
The French version is quite socialist, but I would say in a great way, because you're providing a way where they have to do the beneficial things, not only for the environment, but from an ethical standpoint of getting healthy food to those who need it and minimizing some of the harmful greenhouse gas emissions that come when food ends up in a landfill.
But the French law has actually encouraged the development of businesses that are helping grocery stores better manage their stocks and reduce their food waste.
Merci beaucoup. Thank you.
Vous êtes Belge?
Oui, je suis Belge.
Parliamentarian Guillaume Garot wrote the law. He believes the fight against food waste should be as important as other national causes. Garot says he's contacted by people all over the world who want to do the same thing.
Les comportements, les pratiques des grandes surfaces sont en train de changer.
It's changed the supermarket's practices, he says. They're more attentive to their environment and they give more. But most important, says Garot, is that a supermarket is now seen as more than just a profit center. It's a place where there has to be humanity.
Il doit y avoir de l'humanité.
Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.